Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Development in the city of Boston is shaping up as a major issue in the Boston mayoral race. In the days leading up to next week's preliminary election, WBUR's Simone Rios has been speaking with candidates about the changing city and has this report.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I will see you.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
The supporter of City Councilor Tito Jackson stops his Prius outside the campaign office to pick up a lawn sign. Supporters salute Jackson as they walk by, honk horns as they drive by, and even stop in for a picture.
Can you get my skinny side?
Are you going to put this in the paper or something?
Yeah, we'll go.
Jackson is the leading challenger to the incumbent mayor. He says Boston's leaders need to be thinking about people, not just buildings. And he says the Walsh administration has lost its way.
But when it comes down to it, they're not fighting for the people. What we see is developers and corporate entities getting all that they want, and the communities having the door shut and their back turned to them.
Jackson says from Mattapan to East Boston, the city is facing a level of displacement it's never seen before. Jackson wants to do away with the recently rebranded development agency, now called the Boston Planning and Development Agency. He says he wants to give city residents the power to decide what gets built.
Well, the issue is, who are you building for? That's the real question. If you're in a luxury condo market, I have a lot of units to show you. 50% of people in Boston make $35,000 or less. We're in a city that has the highest income inequality.
Jackson says the city is flush with money from the taxes paid by recently built developments. In his first 4 years as mayor, he says he'd use some of the money to build 1,000 units that are affordable to own. Development is also central to the re-election campaign of Mayor Marty Walsh. In his first year in office, he launched a plan for more housing for the city's growing population. He's proposing 53,000 new housing units in the city and says builders are on track to making that happen. But the mayor says he wants a second term to follow through with that and many other efforts.
We have a lot more work to do when it comes to, when it comes to creating opportunities for jobs for people, when it comes to creating better schools, when it comes to doing what we have to do. We still have a long way to go.
In addition to building more subsidized housing, Walsh says it's important to create opportunities for people to increase wealth, in part by attracting large companies to the city.
If we get a company like Amazon that comes into the city of Boston, we're talking about 50,000 middle-class jobs, and we want to help build wealth. I mean, it's not all about creating poor housing, housing for poor people. It's about how do we create wealth for those folks.
The two lesser-known mayoral candidates see development changing the face of Boston, and they want to be sure development is done right. Candidate Joe Wiley says he worries Boston is losing its economic and cultural diversity.
And it's wrong that people that have historically lived in neighborhoods, especially neighborhoods that have had a strong ethnic character, that all that is being destroyed. We don't want the entire city to look like Wellesley.
Also running is Bob Cappucci. He's calling for a moratorium on all development until a more people-centric permitting process is in place.
And my administration, the people have to come first. I want the citizens, the residents, to have first input, and then everyone's comfortable whether the project gets a yay or a nay. Then we'll go from there.
In the lead-up to the final election, November 7th, the two top vote-getters in Tuesday's preliminary election are likely to continue debating development and what the future Boston should look like. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.